Kia ora, ko Tū Whenawaroa, ngā tanahira toko ingoa. This is your Wātea News. There was a smooth start to the new roadside checks heading into Taitokerau, with no cars turned back by police. Taitokerau Border Control Coordinator Ruben Taipari took the midnight shift at Urutiti and says everyone coming through who was stopped were double vaccinated or had a negative test. That's something he wants to see continue over the summer as Aucklanders head for haukainga or holiday homes.
Half the cases that have been infected are Māori, 95% of them are in Auckland, and we're related to all of those Māori, and they're all coming back home to here. The numbers say we have to be vigilant, and all I'm saying is just be healthy. Get the vaccination or do your negative test. If you're not feeling well, just stay home and come back a couple of weeks later when you're feeling better.
Ruben Taipari says the only hiccup has been a requirement by police headquarters for the volunteers to be vetted by police, which he says is a bureaucratic hoo-ha. The Prime Minister says everything has to be done to prepare and protect people for today's reopening of the Auckland border. Jacinda Ardern says Tāmaki Makaurau is now the most highly vaccinated region, and Aucklanders who want to leave are being asked to be double vaccinated or have a negative test. Rapid antigen tests are now available at pharmacies. While most of the current cases are among Māori, she says the fact 86% of eligible Māori have now had at least the first dose is a positive sign the protection efforts are working. Rising tides and super hot summers are in the future for the Te Arawa coastal outpost of Maketua, and the residents want to prepare. Te Runanga or Ngāti Whakaue ki Maketū has secured $15,000 from Bay of Plenty Regional Council's Climate Change Adaption Fund to run a series of wānanga to understand likely problems and develop an action plan. Kai Whakahaere Roana Bennett says one of its two marae and at least 40 homes are at risk from rising sea levels. They expect extremely hot summers could be fatal for some residents without air conditioning.
The starting point for our wānanga is really to bring all that information together and to get a shared understanding of what the latest science is saying, what the data is saying, and bring that all together and start working through that and designing our pathway forward with us in charge and not someone else coming in and designing it for us.
Rowana Bennett says iwi are well placed to lead on climate issues because of their environmental and intergenerational perspectives and their ability to bring people together and lead in times of crisis. Auckland Art Gallery Toi o Tāmaki has appointed Ngāi Tahu artist Nathan Pōhior as senior curator for Māori art. Since 2015, Pōhior has been a part of the curatorial team at Christchurch Art Gallery Te Puna o Waiwhetū. As senior curator, he will help develop and manage the gallery's collection of artworks by Māori artists, as well as those depicting Māori people, researching, displaying and interpreting the collection. And that is your Wātea News.